Hey, everybody. How's it going? I want to thank everybody once again for taking the time to be on this call, and hopefully that you guys are continuing to find them informative. It seems like the list gets longer, so I'm hoping that's a good sign that you do. This is going to be an incredibly historic week for NXT as a brand and the what I've talked about a few different times on here is kind of making it its own brand and its own sort of filling its own niche and third sort of offering from the WWE, so to speak. But this week in Brooklyn will be a huge opportunity for us to reach out further than we ever have before. Over 13,000 fans have sold out the Barclays Center. And when this first came up, when we were originally looking at going into SummerSlam, somebody threw the idea on the table of, we were looking at a venue in New York that we could use to complement the SummerSlam activities and everything else that was going on. And somebody threw on the table, why don't we just run Barclays Center since we already have the building? And I was kind of against it. Seemed like my better judgment was 13,000 seat arena was too big. And I know they have a curtaining system. So anyways, eventually got comfortable with it. And we opened it up at starting at 6,000 seats. And before we ever even actually fully went on sale, it was pretty much already clean. So we just opened it up the whole way. And I was cautiously optimistic, but, went straight through the 13,000 fans with no problem, and that's impressive to me. I'm excited that in a city like New York, which, I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. They even wrote a song, and it's just massive, and it speaks to the brand. It speaks for the excitement around the brand, and to me, that just all speaks to the excitement of the future of the WWE in general. Really, really excited about this takeover card in Brooklyn on the award-winning WWE Network, and only on the WWE Network. But the matches are awesome. You have sort of as a surprise, I think, to everybody coming in from Japan, Jushin Thunder Liger, a big legend in the industry, obviously, and never really taking a crack at the WWE and this being his first opportunity to against one of our just kind of foundations to me of NXT and just a constant is Tyler Breeze. We've got Samoa Joe and Baron Corbin, in which will be just hopefully an epic war between two bulls. And then in what I consider to be a dual main event for the NXT Women's Championship, we have the boss Sasha Banks as NXT Women's Champion against Bayley. And then in the NXT Championship match, in a ladder match, Kevin Owens versus Finn Balor, and I, again, couldn't be more excited about the card. I do want to clear up a little bit of something that I see out there everywhere, and that is, as this full card went out over the last few days, there's a lot of questions about the length of the card and the two-hour special. The entire card is not for the special on the network live, although it will be seen on the network live. So we will begin the show with some of the matches that will take place the following week on regular NXT programming on Wednesday night, but we will expand the episode to an hour and a half. And the rest of the card from the middle up, basically being the Apollo Crews debut, the NXT Tag Team Championships, Liger and Breeze, Joe and Corbin, the Women's Championship match, and the NXT Championship match will all take place live Saturday night on the WWE Network. Before I open this to questions, I do also want to make an exclusive announcement right here. Alluded to it yesterday, but on Monday, September 28th, we're going to be offering a once-in-a-lifetime fan experience that is going to allow fans of the WWE Universe to get an insider look at the WWE Performance Center and everything that it does and what it takes to become a WWE superstar. So we're calling it WWE Performance Center All Access. It's going to be limited to 40 people, and it will take fans behind the scene. They will spend the day at the Performance Center in Orlando. They'll participate in autograph sessions and Q&As with the NXT superstars, and also, you know, they'll get a full tour. They'll see the Performance Center in its fully operating state. They will be able to witness the training classes. They will be able to witness strength and conditioning. They'll be able to witness all of it as it happens on a daily basis, basically sort of being a participating, not just a fly on the wall, but a participating part of what our developmental talent go through on a daily basis, with the exceptions of, you know, taking bumps, et cetera. I'm sure probably not too many people would want to do. They'll also participate in part of the promo classes, learning to create and record their own promotional videos. And they're also going to be treated to an exclusive private NXT live event in the Performance Center that they will sit and watch with other members of the developmental staff. So it's a really exclusive, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tickets for WWE Performance Center All Access will go on sale this Monday, August 24th at noon Eastern at nxttickets.com. So I can tell you this will be a really exciting and eye-opening opportunity for those that want to be a part of it. With that being said, I will open up to questions now.
And guys, since we only have a half hour, if you can keep it to one question per person, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you would like to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your phone keyboard. Please make sure your mute function has been turned off or pick up your handset to ensure that our equipment can hear your signal. Again, that is star 1 for questions. And we'll go first to Brian Fritz with Sporting News.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for the time today.
Hey, Brian.
With the success of the Takeover show in Brooklyn with over 13,000 seats being sold, has there been any thought to adjusting the schedule of the upcoming Takeover specials to coincide with other major pay-per-views like the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, or would you like to keep the schedule staggered the way it is with the specials every 3 months?
I think it's something that we're going to look at. I prefer, you know, a few times a year when we piggyback the epic events like a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania, and not that the others aren't all important, but where those are kind of, you know, week-long just extravaganzas where people are coming in from overseas, they're coming in from out of town, and they're just wanting to be a part of that entire weekend. We offer other opportunities, autograph signings, and you know, like for example, at Barclays Saturday morning, there'll also be an NXT panel with you know, a lot of our talent on it, and you know, including myself and Corey Graves and Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Sasha Banks, Seth Rollins, talking about NXT and its impact on the business. You know, there's a lot of things going on like that. So having Takeover at that same time makes sense. You know, and I'll add in the sidebar, I don't know too many entertainment properties right now that could go into New York City and go 3 days back-to-back at the Barclays Center Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with Raw and sell out all three nights. You know, when people talk about the strength of the WWE or the strength of the brand or what we're doing in general, I don't know. To me, that's a pretty bold statement. But I do think that it's open, and I think we are part of, you know, if you remember back a few months ago, I said that 15 to me was going to kind of be a little bit of the year where we tried a lot of different things and find out what works for the brand. The brand is unique. It's not Raw. It's not SmackDown. I don't want it to become those. I want it to become an alternative. It fills its own bucket, and I think that's important, and it needs to have its own identity and its own brand, and keeping that in some ways important. But, again, we're open.
Great. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Mike Johnson with PWInsider.com.
Hey, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You know, you talked a little bit about what the success of the Brooklyn show speaks of for the brand and also the future of WWE. One thing that I've seen a lot of chatter about online is the fact that so many guys have been, or and women have been brought up to the main roster or seem to be poised to go there. What's the succession plan in terms of the next generation for NXT? Because I think you're in a unique position where your NXT, the brand itself, could end up being a victim of its own success as guys are plucked out. Now, obviously, that's the whole point of the system in general, but you're also trying to build a brand. So, I you know, it's an interesting battle that you have, and there's been lots of talk and rumors about a possible relationship with Gabe Sapolsky and WWN Live. So I'm curious, and I know you can't give everything away, but I'm curious what sort of plans are in place to keep NXT the viable entity and to keep it growing, as opposed to it's hot right now and a year from now, all the major pieces have been taken to the main roster because Vince said, I want this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and you guys are now suddenly in a rebuilding phase. So what's the plan to kind of keep NXT where it is or to make it even hotter?
Yeah, listen, you know, Vince, if I just say you'll take what I give you and you'll like it, you know what I mean? That's how it works around here. listen, that's the battle, right? But to me, that is the strength and not the weakness. It's funny how some people look at it and they go, oh, my God, you know, you're getting this taken away and this moves on. And I'm thrilled for that. I'm thrilled for the talent. I'm thrilled for the WWE brand in general, for those talent to be able to perform at that level. But it also opens up new opportunities for me to create new talent, for us to be fresh, for us not to get stagnant with the same talent, you know, sitting there. I think that's a strength and not a weakness. It will keep the brand fresh, and it will keep the brand new and exciting. And look, you know, it's funny in some ways. I'll hear people say, oh, well, they're doing this or they're doing this. They pluck the indie guys. They cherry-picking this. They're cherry-picking that. I don't look at it that way. I just look at talent. I don't care where somebody comes from, and I don't care how I get them. If they work the indies, great. If they come from the NFL and the guy's got charisma and can pick this up and can do great, awesome. You know, it's funny how people's view of that changes. You know, look, Kurt Angle was a great performer, and I don't recall him toiling on the indies. You know, it's talent come from where they come from, and great talent is great talent, bar none. You lose what you lose, and you pick up what you pick up, and in the best way possible, you utilize their strengths, you book them in the right way, you tell the right stories with them, you know, we're going to be just fine, and I don't see it as a weakness. Do I see that as the challenge? Absolutely. You know, it's a challenge when you have something in mind for the next 6-8 months, and all of a sudden you get the call, and, hey, we want to move this guy, or, hey, we want to move this girl. Okay, great. My deck just got reshuffled, and I have to sit back and rethink it. But that's okay. It actually makes me come up, I think, with sometimes something. So on one hand, it's the challenge, but I think we as a brand are up for the challenge, and I know I'm excited about that challenge, and I look forward to, you know, not a year from now, not having everybody go, remember when it was great? I have a year from now, remember going like, oh my God, I didn't think it would get this big even last year when we thought it couldn't get any bigger.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Scott Fishman with the Miami Herald.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing? You mentioned Bayley and Sasha, part of you know, the double main event, which is great. And you look at the Divas Revolution, and you trace that back to NXT and the women there that are working there. What is it like for you to see them now called up on the main roster and now being so involved in this, you know, renaissance of women's wrestling right now? It's something that everyone's been wanting and seeing transition over the last couple of weeks.
It's awesome. You know, I've said it before on here, and in some ways, for all of them, watching, whether it be, you know, when the Shield came up, or the Wyatts, or anybody, you know, Kevin coming up, you know, Sasha and Charlotte and Becky and that whole movement. I'm in some ways, I feel like a proud dad, like watching these kids go from something. just raw clay to all of a sudden here they are getting it and getting called up and getting recognized in the biggest way possible. You know, I believe that we put out an opportunity for the girls to perform at a level that they had never done, you know, or had been rarely seen before. They excelled at it, and it sort of paradigm shifted the business. But that's on them. You know, they were the ones that did it, all of them, the divas, and even the current divas that are in the WWE main roster. That's not to take anything away from them. They are now just as big a part of that as well. You know, but it's exciting, and I look forward to those girls main eventing stuff and being as big a part of this business as anybody else. You know, and I think their belief system has changed in how they look at it, in that, you know, look, if you ask Charlotte or Sasha right now, they will tell you their goal is to main event WrestleMania. Point blank, no thought about it, no, like it's not possible. That's just, we've instilled it in them. It's what they believe. It's what they want to do. And I think that's step one on making it happen. And knowing them and knowing their drive and their passion for this, I don't doubt that it will happen at all. I really don't.
All right. Thank you so much.
And we'll take our next question from Jason Powell with ProWrestling.net.
Hey, Paul. During the last conference call, I asked you about the concern that another company had about NXT cutting into their business. And, you know, at the time you indicated that there was no animosity. And but now I guess we see NXT running opposite Ring of Honor in the same market in Texas. There's a lot of speculation about what a potential deal with that WWN Evolve would mean as far as potentially targeting Ring of Honor in some way. Do you see Ring of Honor as major competition? I mean, are they a target right now for WWE/NXT?
Oh, you know, it's funny that people say that. Sometimes they read into things, to be honest. Other than the fact that I know that various companies piggyback off of our pay-per-view or our business model when we go into markets, right? Because there are a lot of fans excited about the weekend and they piggyback on that. Why do they do it? Because it's probably a pretty smart business decision as far as you've got a lot of fans there and there's a lot of excitement about the brand. So it makes sense for us to do the same thing in some ways. And that's part of the exploration process. When we looked at doing the Texas run, it was solely based on we thought we could do good business. We had some buildings call us with some offers, and we went in there to run the business. To be honest, making that decision, was unaware that they were running there. You know, the decision, when you go back and look at SummerSlam, the decision to be on the Saturday, again, was better business for the WWE. I don't want anybody to fail. I'm not looking to go after anybody, contrary to anybody's belief. There's no targeting. There's no anything. I want our business to succeed. I want NXT to become as big as it can become. And I'm going to position that business-wise in the best way for our business. You know, if it doesn't work, that's fine. As far as Evolve or, you know, Gabe and you know, it's looking for opportunities where there are people running quality events and shows that in some way can help support the business overall. I think the underneath of WWE, of having the indies and all these other things out there are important to our business and the health of our business. I don't want to see anybody fail, but I also want to do what is right for our business, and that's how we're going to do things. And if it interferes with somebody else's business plan, I can't concern myself with that, because it's about my business plan. I'm not in the business to put anybody else out. I'm in the business to succeed.
Well, thanks for the time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Jan Murphy with Kingston Whig Standard Post Media.
Hi, Paul. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You've got a lot of Canadian talent. You guys don't have the presence in the form of an office up here anymore like you once did. I'm curious, with like Owens, Zane when he was healthy, Breeze, Who are your eyes and ears up here these days, and what can you say about the next wave of Canadian talent?
My eyes and ears are the same eyes and ears that I have in the rest of the globe. You know, we're aware of most everybody, I think, everywhere, as far as from a talent standpoint. You know, I have my recruiting team, and William Regal is a big part of that from a talent scouting standpoint. But we're recruiting globally. I don't look at it as, ooh, I need some Canadians, or, you know, ooh, I need somebody here. It's more of, I'm just looking to get the best talent globally. We, we whether that comes from the UK, which we constantly look at, whether that comes from Australia, obviously, which, as you see some of the talent coming up, we look at, or that's Japan, or that's, you know, Mexico, or that's Canada. It talent to me is talent. It's irrelevant. All the rest of it, where they come from, other than the fact that it takes me longer sometimes to get them into camps and to get them into the process. But, you know, the great thing with Canada, there's such a rich tradition and history up there, you know, and a lot of guys get a ton of work, and on that indie level, getting reps is very important. Plus, you have great, you know, great people up there learning too. You Lance Storm, you know, up in Calgary, you know, you just got guys getting trained right, and then I think being able to get a work through Canada, coming into the Northeast and, you know, out West. So there's usually a lot of opportunities there. But I don't look at them any more specifically than I do anyplace else.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Justin Labar with WrestleZone.com.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. Hey, thanks as always for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, man.
With the success of the ticket sales and the sellout of NXT TakeOver, I know you mentioned in the past, I think you were talking about it back WrestleMania week when you ran the NXT shows there, that was some of the first experiences for some of your colleagues, some of the executives in the company. I'm just curious, with the sellout of NXT doing the same capacity as Raw and SummerSlam, what's the reaction been from everybody in the company? Obviously, I'm sure it's overall it's happy, but I mean, is there everybody from executives down to talent? Is there like maybe a little friendly rivalry? Is there surprise? Is there we got to do more of this? What's been the feeling?
No, I think everybody continues to be blown away by the success of it. You know, we all expect it to do well now. It's kind of the expectation, like, oh, it's going to do well. And then when it does 13,000 seats, everybody goes, holy cow, right? I've said this before as well, sometimes I feel like I'm just holding onto the tail of this thing a little bit. But that's great, you know, and what it does for me that's awesome is every time we kind of jump a new hurdle of whether it's ticket sales or whether it's a merch sale or whether it's interest from an outside group or whatever that is, it's just another just hurdle that we jump in internally in the company to say, yeah, this is its own brand. And now everybody within the company is kind of engaged, and it's been proven that, like, yeah, hey, if you're, you know, if you're in the CPG department and making merchandise, like, yeah, those guys are selling merchandise. And if you're in the, you know, ticket selling part of it, yeah, they're selling tickets. And, you know, there's just excitement all around. I think, you know, we look at the opportunities international. I know I've made brief mention of it before, but, you know, looking at going internationally in the UK is going to be very exciting. The internet just exploded probably. I think that the excitement level just continues to grow, and I feel like at least once a month, I'm going to Vince, going like, hey, you're never going to believe this. Check this out, right? And it's just really cool, you know. But I think that engagement and that buy-in at the highest level of the company, where this is not just this little thing that we're doing on the side to ensure that we have some business tomorrow and some talent tomorrow. That's the most important cog of it. But at the same point in time, it's also become totally a brand and totally a business, its own business, and that's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll go next to Alfred Konuwa with Bleacher Report.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
Initially with NXT, talents were called up directly to the main roster to mixed results, but recently we've seen with Kevin Owens and the Divas, they'll stay with NXT while making appearances on Raw and SmackDown. Is that a model moving forward that we can expect?
I don't think anything per se is a model. You know, it's when the opening happens for the main roster and the right person, right guy, right girl is called up, it's very exciting. The opportunity is there for them to be used in the right way and make that move. It's great. Also want to, though, keep in mind, like, there's a brand here. You might see some guys come up and come up for a few months and go back down. You might see talent come up for a long period of time and invest back into WCW. To NXT. It really depends. You know, this is such a fluid business. It changes every day. The stories change, you know, and having this platform there. Now, if you're a talent in the system, obviously, you want to be on Raw and SmackDown. You want to go to WrestleMania. You want to be the biggest star you can in the industry. And I think that is, you know, something we stress to everybody. But at the same point in time, if the other side of that coin is that you're sitting, whether for a period of time or not, in NXT as being the second biggest thing or promotion, if you want to look at it separately in the business, that's not a bad spot to be in. You know, and I think that, you know, no different than you see as a farm league for baseball or something. You might see a guy get called up and he might do really well, and then it might, you know, there's a period of time where he's not in that big storyline, and maybe we move him down. Maybe we drop him down. We've done it before, you know, with Tyson Kidd. I've used Cesaro in that role and helped reinvigorate them to the main roster and allow them to do something that maybe they don't have the time or the spotlight to do on Raw or SmackDown. That excites me too, is being able to take a talent that you know has the talent and for whatever reason has gotten lost in the shuffle, and to be able to quicken them in their career and get them back into the mix. So I kind of look at it as just having this brand sit there that we can do just about anything with. And, you know, we don't have a book that says, and then you call the guy up and then you do this and then he's gone and then that happens, right? It's fluid. You see what works and what doesn't. And I think that there can be some coexisting between the two.
And we'll take our final question from Neil Docking with the Daily Mirror.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Now, how are you?
Oh, great, thank you. Just wanted to speak, at NXT TakeOver, we'll see the debut of Apollo Crews, who previously made a big impact here in the UK and in Japan on the independent team. What are your early impressions of him as a performer, and what do you think he's going to bring to the table in NXT?
I think he's awesome. If I didn't think he was awesome, I wouldn't have him working for me. he's impressive. You know, he does amazing stuff, and he's had incredible success and around the world, and I've had my eye on him for a long time, and now we're able to work together, and hopefully as a performer we can get him to grow to that level. And look, some people will groan at that. It's about running a WWE playbook and how we see the business. If you work for us, it's getting you on our playbook and running our style. Again, I've said this before, I don't want to get into the what style or what is better, and right, we know what works for us and what we feel is the best system to sell the WWE and NXT. And I want that to I want to teach that to these guys and help them succeed on the biggest level possible. But he has all the tools, and I'm really, really excited to debut him this Saturday you know, in the biggest way possible. And I think you're going to see some other debuts coming up shortly here in the near future that, you know, when people talk about the brand of NXT and, wow, you know, some of these main players going away or not, and, you know, what's the strength of that brand, as we talked about before, it's the important thing for me is fresh blood and keeping things moving and the excitement of that young, hungry talent. And Apollo Crews is that, you know, has that going for him, man. He is young, hungry, has every tool available, and I'm looking forward to him becoming a massive star.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, looking forward to seeing him too. Thank you.
Appreciate the time, guys. Thank you very much. You know, again, can't express how excited I am for this takeover. Thank you guys for being a part of that and helping support what we're doing here and just looking forward to the future. Thank you.